The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 24, Text number 40, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 1st, 2011, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matre Ajatmikim Vidyam Shamanim Sarvakarmanam Betarishye Yaya Cha Asau Bhayam Cha Atitarishyati Matra Ajatmikim Vidyam Shamaning Sarvakarmanam Vittarishye Yaya Chasau Bayang Chati Tarishyati Matra Ajatmiking Vidyam Shamaning Sarvakarmanam Vittarishye Yaya Chasau Bhayam Shati Tarishyati Matre
to my mother.
Ajatmikim, which opens the door of spiritual life. Vidyam, knowledge. Shamanim, ending. Sarvakarmanam, all fruitive activities. Vittarishye. You can let them finish the English and then you can say the Hindi. I shall give. Yaya. By which?
Jisse.
Cha. Also.
Vi.
Asau. She.
Va.
Bhayam. Fear.
Da.
Cha. Also.
Vi.
Ati tarishyati.
Ati tarishyati.
Will overcome.
Other lady.
Translation and purport. I shall also describe this sublime knowledge, which is the door to spiritual life, to my mother, so that she can also attain perfection in self-realization, ending all reactions to fruitive activities. Thus she will also be freed from all material fear. Purport. Kardava Muni was anxious about his good wife, Devahuti, while leaving home. And so, the worthy son promised that not only would Kardava Muni be freed from the material entanglement, but Devahuti would also be freed by receiving instruction from her son. A very good example is set here. The husband goes away, taking the sannyas order for self-realization, but his representative, the son, who is equally educated, remains at home to deliver the mother. A sannyasi is not supposed to take his wife with him at the vanaprastha stage of retired life, or the stage midway between householder life and renounced life. One may keep his wife as an assistant without sex relations, but in the sannyas order of life, one cannot keep his wife with him. Otherwise, a person like Kardava Muni could have kept his wife with him, and there would have been no hindrance to his prosecution of self-realization. Kardava Muni followed the Vedic injunction that no one in sannyas life can have any kind of relationship with women. But what is the position of a woman who is left by her husband? She is entrusted to her son, and the son promises that he will deliver his mother from entanglement. A woman is not supposed to take sannyas. So-called spiritual societies concocted in modern times give sannyas even to women, although there is no sanction in the Vedic literature for a woman accepting sannyas. Otherwise, if it were sanctioned, Kardama Muni could have taken his wife and given her sannyas. The woman must remain at home. She has only three stages of life: dependency on the father in childhood, dependency on the husband in youth, and in old age, dependency on the grown-up son, such as Kapila. In the old age, the progress of woman depends on the grown-up son. The ideal son, Kapila Muni, is assuring his mother of the deliverance of his mother so that his father may go peacefully without anxiety for his good wife.
Vandeha. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Manakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sajaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, Vitarishye yayachaso vayam chati tadishyati. Kardama Muni will free his mother from all material fear. This is the sublime process of Krishna consciousness. No one likes to be afraid. Baya is an enemy. But if you become Krishna conscious, you become abhay. You become free from fear. Why? Because you realize that you're not your body. Your body is subject to death. Death is as sure as death. Death is as sure as death.
Yes.
You cannot avoid death. And there is nothing more fearful than death. But when you awaken your Krishna consciousness, then you realize I have nothing to do with this body. I am not male. I am not female. I am not Indian. I am not American. I have nothing to do with this garment called the material body. And somebody tells me, your kurta will someday be useless. It will have to be thrown away. You become scared. Someday your kurta will be all ripped up and useless. We'll have to throw it in the garbage. Will you get scared, afraid? Oh no, my kurta will someday be thrown in the garbage can. Kurta. Nobody would be afraid if they heard their kurta was going to be thrown in the garbage can. You can easily pick up a new kurta in Loy Bazaar, no big deal. So your body is just like kurta. So if your body is going to be thrown away, what's the big deal? You just get a new one, that's all.
You see?
We go, in our life, we go through so many garments, you see. Nobody laments, so where are my baby clothes now? So this body is just garment, that's all. So if it gets old and worn out, I just get a new one, that's all. According to your budget, you can afford a new kurta. You get a cotton kurta or a silk kurta, according to your budget, you see. So according to your spiritual budget, you can get another material body, you get a spiritual body. So what's the big deal? Death, not a big deal at all. It's just changing kurtas, that's all. But if I think I am this body, this is my wife, these are my kids, this is my bank balance, then it's the most fearful, horrible nightmare you could ever imagine. Therefore, the devotee, he gives up the false conception of proprietorship. He understands from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhuktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshvaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. He understands Krishna is the owner of everything. Sarva loka maheshvaram. Krishna owns everything. I own nothing. But unfortunately, I'm the owner of one thing. And that is the false conception that I am the owner. That is my one possession. I falsely think I am the owner. So that possession, I must throw that possession away. And if you throw that possession away, and you take complete shelter of Krishna, then you have a new type of proprietorship. Do you know what you then will own? You will own Krishna. As soon as you become the sold out servant of Krishna, that I have no one except Krishna as my Lord. Even if he neglects me, even if Krishna abuses me,
सम्मानित भी नहीं करते
even if he sends me to hell
यदि वो मुझे नरक में भेजते हैं
that's all right he's my worshipful lord
फिर भी वो मेरे स्वामी हैं मेरे आराध्य हैं
he can do whatever he wants to with me krishna can do whatever he wants to with me I'm simply his puppet
भगवान श्री कृष्ण जो चाहे वो कर सकते हैं मैं उनके हाथ में कर सकती हूं
As soon as you take up this mood, then I'm completely surrendered to Krishna. Then Krishna becomes your property. It's like he became the property of Yashoda Mata. It's like he became the charioteer for Arjuna. Arjuna is saying, drive my chariot here, drive my chariot there, and Krishna is driving. Akrura, come in. Come, you can sit right here in the front. My disciple was in the back. And you come to the front. Come on. He was hanging in the back. I want him to be. You sit right here in the front. We got a space right here for you. Okay. So, this is very nice to if we can understand who is Krishna and who am I. If you can understand the difference between you and Krishna, then you are self-realized. Even if you are not a great learned scholar, a master of Sanskrit grammar, if you know who are you and who is Krishna, then you are the perfect yogi. Even if you are completely illiterate, you have no education, if you understand who is Krishna and who are you, then you are the greatest self-realized personality. There is one story in this connection. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he came to Ranga Chatra. And in that Ranga Chatra temple, there was one Brahmana. He could not read. He was completely illiterate. But every day he would sit with Bhagavad Gita, reading Bhagavad Gita. He would sit with the Gita every day, reading Bhagavad Gita, turning the pages, you see. The Brahman was reading the Gita even though he was illiterate. So everybody was making joke. Have you seen that Brahman over there? He is illiterate, but he's holding Bhagavad Gita. All the temple gossip, you see, was all about this illiterate Brahman, you see. Everybody was making fun of him, you see. But Lord Chaitanya, he came there on pilgrimage. So he heard us talk about the illiterate Brahman who every day reads 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. He said, I must see this Brahman. I must see this Brahmana. So he went. So Lord Chaitanya approached him. He was sitting there in the temple with the Bhagavad Gita in front of him. Now this Brahman, he was used to, everybody was always criticizing him, but he just became very callous to that criticism. But when Lord Chaitanya approached him, he could understand, this person has not come here to criticize me.
Do
You can imagine you're sitting there and reading, and Lord Chaitanya approaches you. What that would be like? And just imagine if Lord Chaitanya walked up to you when you're reading the Bhagavad Gita. That beautiful Lord is resplendent like a million suns. If he walked up, you can just imagine what it would be like if Lord Chaitanya walked up to you. So the Brahman, he can understand, this person has not come here to criticize me. So Lord Chaitanya told him, Brahman, I've heard that you are illiterate in reading Bhagavad Gita. Is that true?
Hey Brahman, मैंने सुना है कि तुम साक्षर नहीं हो, फिर भी तुम भगवत गीता का पाठ कर रहे हो, क्या ये सच है?
He said, yes, what can I do? My Guru Maharaj has ordered me, every day I must read 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita.
मुझे मेरे गुरु महाराज ने प्रेरणा दी है कि मुझे हर रोज भगवत गीता के 18वें अध्याय का अध्ययन करना है.
So what can I do? I'm holding this manuscript in front of me and I'm looking at the pages. What can I do? But Lord Chaitanya, he can see everything. He's Sarvagya. He said, Brahman, you're not only reading Gita, I see that you're crying.
Hey Brahman, मैं देख रहा हूँ कि तुम मात्र भगवत गीता का पठन नहीं कर रहे हो, लेकिन तुम रो रहे हो.
Why are you crying, Brahmana?
तुम क्यों रो रहे हो?
He said, what can I do?
मैं क्या कर सकता
हूँ? On this manuscript, they have given one painting also.
और भगवत गीता की वो आवृत्ति में एक छवि भी दी गई थी.
How Krishna is driving the chariot for Arjuna. And I think, how kind is my beloved Lord Krishna that he is acting as the charioteer of his devotee. I just think about how merciful, how loving, how kind is Krishna. When I think about his kindness, I just start crying. So Lord Chaitanya, he embraced him. He said, Brahmana, you are the true scholar of Bhagavad Gita.
Hey Brahman, tu sabse sachcha Bhagavad Gita ke sabse bada aur sachcha
vidwan. So even if we are not learned scholars, you see.
वैसे ही हम यदि सब विद्वान नहीं हैं, पढ़े लिखे नहीं हैं.
If we can simply understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
यदि हम ये मात्र ये समझे कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण पूर्ण पुरुष परमेश्वर है.
And that I am His eternal servant.
और मैं उनका शाश्वत सेवक हूँ.
And then we absorb our life in serving our beloved Krishna. Then we become the greatest scholars, the greatest yogis, the greatest realized souls. So, to become Krishna conscious, it is not difficult. You simply have to practice it every day. Prabhupada told us in San Francisco, Krishna is the taste of the water. So he said, every day you are drinking water. Once, twice, thrice. More than that, every day you're drinking the water. So if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. Then immediately become Krishna conscious. It's true, I just drank some water and I became Krishna conscious by remembering that Krishna is the taste of the water. So is it difficult to drink water?
So, पानी पीना कोई बड़ी बात है?
Water is very refreshing.
पानी सबसे ज़्यादा
And it, you think, oh, this refreshing taste, Krishna. It's so easy to be Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada told us, he said, Krishna consciousness is not difficult, it simply requires practice. So, do you know what will happen? Do you know what will happen if you take up this simple process? Of always remembering Krishna? And never forgetting Krishna? Do you know what will happen to you? You will become deathless. You will achieve immortality. You will be Amrit, deathless. Even within your very body, you will achieve immortality. You will no longer be afraid of death. It's just like going to Lohi Bazaar and getting a new kurta, that's all. No big deal. I use this body for a while, and it gets worn out, I get another one. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is you are, if you sincerely take up this pathway, you are guaranteed to get a better body in your next life. You will get a better material body or you get a spiritual body. Either way, you're the winner. If you strictly take up this pathway, chanting at least 16 rounds daily, strictly avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and you take diksha from the bona fide spiritual master and serve the orders of your spiritual master with love, then by this you will achieve immortality. By this process, you are already liberated. Even within all material conditions, you are already a liberated soul if you do this. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasa gera nikalas vapya bastasu jivan mukta sa uchete. Anyone who engages their body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, is a liberated soul in all conditions of material existence. So you can be a liberated soul right now. Simply fully absorb yourself, body, mind, and words in Krishna consciousness. Jivan mukta, you're already liberated. You don't have to wait for death to become liberated. You can be liberated right now if you firmly fix yourself, body, mind, and words in Krishna consciousness. This process is the most powerful process. There is no self-realization system which compares with the Bhakti Yoga system. So kindly take this pathway with full sincerity. Full determination. Full enthusiasm. And with complete patience as well. If you do so, very soon you will see Krishna face to face. Krishna is already there. But now we are covered by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, by illusion, and by envy. So we cannot see. We have cataracts in our eyes. But by this sublime process, there's a special ointment that you can apply to your cataract eyes. And that will cure your blindness. And you will see Krishna. Preman janacharita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hidayeshu viloka yanti yangshama shundaram achint yoganasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This will work. If you take the Krishna Gita, the pure Krishna Gita from the self-realized souls, into your ears, that will manifest as Prem Anjana in your eyes. It will purify your eyes and you'll be able to see Krishna in due course. So I can ask now if there's any questions. There's one.
हरि बोल प्रभु जी जब नया कुर्ता मिलता तब तो अच्छा लगता है लेकिन जब ये शरीर छूटता है और नया शरीर मिलता है उसमें बहुत कष्ट है इसीलिए हमें डर लगता है
whenever we get a new body there is a lot of pain involved with it whenever we get a new body there is a lot of pain involved with
it. What's the question
so आपका प्रश्न क्या है
प्रश्न ये है कि प्रभु जी ने कहा ना कि आराम से कुर्ता पुराना छोड़ दो और नया ले लो है ना लेकिन जब हमें नया कुर्ता मिलता है तब तो अच्छा लगता है पर ये शरीर छोड़ने में और नया शरीर मिलने में बहुत कष्ट है इसीलिए हमें डर लगता है
ओके यू आर सेइंग दैट इट इज इजी टू गिव अप दिस बॉडी एंड गेट अ न्यू वन बट शी इज सेइंग देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ फियर इन्वॉल्वड इन getting away with this body and getting a new one. So there's a lot of pain and fear involved
okay.
with it. So you were saying it's easy, but yeah. I feel it's difficult.
Yeah, so that means you're still identifying with your body, Mataji. You're still thinking that you're a woman.
She's saying but there's a pain when there's death.
Pain of death?
Yes.
Pain of living body.
Is the pain in getting a new body?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not... A devotee is willing to do any austerity for Krishna's pleasure. A devotee is willing to take austerities for serving Krishna. This is like a mother, she takes so much pain for her baby child. But that pain is experienced by the mother as the sweetest pleasure. So if you love someone, you will take all pains for their pleasure and that gives you happiness. So if Krishna wants me to take birth again to serve him in this material world, that's all right. A devotee is willing to serve his spiritual master birth after birth. Prabhu say, janme janme, Prabhu say, birth after birth I will serve you, Guru Maharaj. If Krishna wants me to take birth again to serve my spiritual master, that's all right.
यदि भगवान ये चाहते हैं कि मैं वापस जन्म लूं और मेरे गुरु महाराज की सेवा करूं तो
By accepting pain, I can please Krishna, I can please Prabhupada, that's all right. A devotee does not care for his own pain or pleasure. He simply wants to please Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 20. Na prajashat priyam prapya, no vijat prapasha priyam. A person who does not rejoice upon achieving something pleasant nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant. Who is self-controlled, unbewildered, and knows the science of God. Is already situated in transcendence. So we don't mind if we have to suffer pain for Prabhupada's pleasure. If Prabhupada says, I should take birth again in the material world to continue serving his mission here, that's alright. I simply want to please my spiritual master, that's all. For a devotee, there's no such thing as pain or pleasure. For a devotee, there's no such thing as pain or pleasure. Actually, for a devotee, pain is better than pleasure. That's why Kunti Devi, thy mother Kunti, is praying. Vipada tantu shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavanam darshanam yashad apunar bhava darshanam. My dear Lord, please give me more pain. Put me in more painful, difficult situations. Because when I'm in a painful, difficult situation, all I can do is take shelter of you, my Lord. And by taking shelter of you, I become liberated from all distress. So Kunti was thinking, no, it's better to be in a painful situation. She found a painful situation to be more favorable for her Krishna consciousness. So she was begging Krishna, please keep me in painful conditions. But I can tell you, someone who is in this mood, they don't feel any pain at all. Because pain becomes a pleasure for them. It's simply a matter of perfecting your consciousness. Pain only comes when you identify with your material body. If you remember that you're actually a spirit, eternal spiritual being who has nothing to do with your material body, what's the question of pain? So you simply have to become Brahman realized, that's all. Brahma Bhuta Prasanadma na sochati na kankshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate padam. That's all. So all right, another question? Well, now I'll let one of the men have a turn. You can be the next. Yeah.
Maharaj, you told one of the requirement called Krishna consciousness, one should have a Diksha Pramanik Guru. After Prabhupada, in your opinion or from the advice of Prabhupada, who are the Pramanik Gurus?
What's he saying?
He's saying, you said there's a requirement of an initiating spiritual master, Diksha Guru. So after Prabhupada, who are those Diksha Gurus?
Okay, who's qualified after Prabhupada to give Diksha? That's the question. Prabhupada told us in May of 1977 that after he departs, the new devotees for ISKCON would become disciples of his disciples. Prabhupada said in May of 1977 here in Vrindavan that after he leaves the world, the new devotees should become the disciples of his disciples. This was Prabhupada's order. And he said that those of my disciples who are strictly following me, they are qualified to be Diksha Gurus. So you have to simply see of the disciples of Prabhupada who are strictly following Prabhupada. So how will you know? You have to read the books, Prabhu. You should read all of Prabhupada's books. Every single book of Prabhupada, read it cover to cover, very scrutinizingly. And then you find a devotee who is strictly following that. You find a disciple of Prabhupada who is strictly following Prabhupada's books. And you bow down at his feet and beg for his shelter. Because this is Prabhupada's order to you. You want to become my disciple? Now you become the disciple of my disciple, and then you are my disciple. Okay, this Mataji had a question.
आपके प्रवचनों से यूं लगता है कि लॉर्ड कृष्णा डेफिनेटली आपके ड्राइवर हैं क्या ये सत्य है प्लीज पक्का पक्का बताइए
seems from your saying that Lord Krishna seems to be
your driver
seems from your saying
yes Krishna is driving me yes that's it I'm simply Krishna's puppet, that's right. I have nothing. Krishna pulls the strings and I dance, that's all. Okay, next question.
क्या हमारा जन्म जन्म का गुरु है इससे पहले हमें लाखों जन्म मिल चुका है तो मुझे पता नहीं मेरा गुरु कौन था इस जन्म में भी है और अगले जन्म में भी हमें पता नहीं आगे कितना जन्म मिलने वाला है तो मुझे कैसे पता चला कि मेरा गुरु कौन था नेक्स्ट जन्म
में इस सेम लाइक गुरु रिमेन सेम आफ्टर बोथ इवन इफ देयर इज अ रिक्वायरमेंट गुरु मीट They may be same gurus. So I don't know who was my guru in the previous life. So I don't.
How do you know you had a guru in a previous life? How do you know that in a previous life you were a disciple of a guru? How do you know then?
He's asking, how do I know that... who is my guru in my previous life?
How do you know you even had a guru in your previous life? That's my point. I say you should have a guru now. Yeah?
आपके आपको ये पता भी नहीं होगा कि आपको गुरु था या नहीं था यू डोंट नो आपको नहीं पता कि आपका था या नहीं था आप कह रहे हो कि होगा पर आपको नहीं पता कि आपका था
You're thinking, how do I know who my guru was in my previous life? But you don't even know that you had a guru in your previous life. So why are you thinking about the past life? You take a guru now. Next question. Any other questions?
What should we do to progress in Switzerland? What should we do to progress in our
Yeah. If you want to progress in spiritual life, then you must follow Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavabad bhakto majaji mang namaskuru mam me vaishashi yukmayavang atmanang matvarayanaha. Engage your mind always in the king of Krishna. Become the devotee of Krishna. Worship Krishna. And offer your obeisances to Krishna. In this way you will make progress. So we will stop here. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.